Won't you second guess me? No, no. Confessions of a train wreck. Hello and welcome back to the very first Fast Fire Friday episode for season 14. And if you've not tuned into these weekly bonus eps before, then welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Phoebe, your podcast host, and Fast Fire Friday is exactly as the name suggests, a series of fast fire questions with my guest from Tuesday's episode, who this week was my fabulous friend Nina Rolleston, where we chatted about her experience with a relationship alchemist and how it helped her find the love of her life. Now, this episode really seemed to hit a chord with a lot of you girls who are listening, so thank you so much for all of your beautiful and honest feedback in regards to your own relationship issues. I love every single message and DM I receive, so please keep them coming. I read them all. Also, just a reminder that on the days that I don't release an episode but you still want a train wreck fix, there are still plenty of places that you can get it. Follow me on Instagram at PhoebeACP for daily stories, most notably karaoke. You can try to resist, not to hide from my kiss, but you know that you can't fight the moonlight deep in the dark, you surrender your heart. Also, you can join our closed Facebook group by searching Trainwreck Podcast Community and chat to other train wrecks in that forum. Don't forget to tag me on your Instagram stories when you listen to the podcast so I can reshare how you all celebrate Trainwreck Tuesdays. Oh, also, guys, I'm on TikTok. I know it's so tragic for someone in their 30s, but whatever, I'm having the best time. Follow me on TikTok at PhoebeACP. And one more thing. If you like the podcast and you haven't already, please, please, please do your girl a favor and write me a review on Apple Podcasts and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast because it really helps me out. So without further ado, let's get into the very first Fast Fire Friday for season 14. Welcome back to Fast Fire Friday.
Here we are.
Last thing you watched on Netflix or Stan or YouTube or Binge or whatever your streaming service of choice is.
I watched Emily in Paris.
I have seen so much about this online, but I haven't actually watched it yet, but I've just seen the memes on Instagram.
2 days, the whole thing.
What?
Yeah.
It's good?
It's easy watching.
Okay.
Super, super cliche.
That's what we need right now.
But good. Like, there's no yucky stuff. You don't have to think about anything. And they're like 26-minute episodes.
Oh, that's great.
So it's none of that.
Just a quick binge. You can have it on in the background while you cook.
Yes.
Or scroll through your phone.
Yep. Everything and 2 days start to finish.
Recommend?
Done. Yeah. Like, I really love fashion and I love high-end fashion. So there's a lot of that sort of pretty stuff. And I think there was some like uproar with the French people being like, oh, it's so cliche. But it's just fun.
It's a Netflix show.
Exactly. It's like fun and harmless and fashion and love and like just easy watch. So definitely recommend.
Well, that is the polar opposite of the last thing I watched, and I wish I hadn't. No, I'm glad I did. It was David Attenborough, A Life on My Planet.
Oh.
Have you watched it yet?
Is that the one about him?
Mm-hmm.
No.
My God, everybody needs to watch it. It is like, for the people who don't believe in climate change and what's actually happening to our world, wake up to yourself. We all have a part to play in this, but it's just so confronting to see. He goes back through like his whole career and everything about different places he's been to and different parts of the world he's seen and how drastically they've changed. And there is just some really, really confronting scenes. I was in tears for most of it, like honest to God, like hyperventilating tears, like a scene of a poor little, like I can't even, I'm going to get choked up even saying it, of a monkey in a tree that's got no leaves on it because of all the deforestation that's happening for people who are getting the palm oil. Like, it is just devastating.
Like, no one else in the world who's physically seen those places with their own eyes multiple times for him to honestly be able to say, I was here 30 years ago.
And he's actually witnessed the downfall of this planet.
And there would be footage of it all.
Yeah.
He would literally have all of that footage.
Well, one of the examples he gives is there's an island just near Antarctica somewhere.
Yeah.
And when he was there 50 years ago, they couldn't get there because the ice glaciers were obviously too strong and too hard. And now they've completely melted away and you can get there on a boat.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
He's such a fascinating man as well.
He is. I saw him live when he came to do a show. He did a tour a couple of years ago with Ray Martin. So random.
Oh, wow.
But I saw him and he is incredible.
That is so cool.
Amazing. Anyway, I highly recommend that you watch it, but it's like, be prepared to wear the consequences.
Right. Well, lessons learned.
We need it.
We
cannot ignore this anymore.
Yeah.
What's the most random item in your fridge right now?
Probably like soothing gel.
Oh, for like sunburn?
Yeah.
I love that
stuff. And laser hair removal.
Oh.
Yeah. So we have one that's like peppermint. And if you put it in the fridge.
Oh my God.
It's like super cold and tingly.
I can feel that as you describe it on my skin. Because I remember there used to be a product at the body shop called Peppermint Foot Fizzies.
Oh.
And they were, I used to work at the body shop when I was in high school. So it was like a little peppermint
but bath bomby thing?
Bath bomby thing, but you put it in, remember the one foot spas?
Oh,
like a big
yeah,
thing?
Yeah.
And because it had like bicarb soda in it, it would like tingle on your skin. And because I was a ballerina,
of course
I had those
amazing
things. I'd put, I didn't have a foot spa. I was in high school. I had a bucket of water. My mum would fill me up a warm bucket of water after ballet and pop one of those things in, and it really just soothed the feet.
It would tingle.
It did.
Well, this tingles when you put it on your bits after laser hair removal. Get complimentary tingles.
Not the kind of tingles you want down there.
No.
But that'd suffice.
But it's refreshing.
I opened my fridge this morning and I actually have, don't judge me for this, but a bottle of Diet Sarsaparilla.
They have Diet Sarsaparilla.
Well, I didn't think that they did because I wouldn't have bought it if it wasn't diet. I couldn't bring myself to drink a full sugar sarsaparilla, but I love sarsaparilla.
So do I.
I love sarsaparilla. It's a, what's that company that makes the ginger beers?
The ginger factory.
Butterberg.
Ginger.
Butterberg Diet Sars.
Yeah.
Highly recommend. On sale at Woolworths, $4.50. There you go. A little tip from me to you. Okay. This question is purely for my benefit because I'm ready for it now.
Okay.
When is it acceptable to put up your Christmas tree?
I am the world's biggest Christmas Grinch.
Grinch?
Yeah.
I did not expect you to say that for some reason.
Yeah.
So you don't do a tree?
So I've not celebrated like a Christmas in like, I don't know how long. And now I'm going to come into my first Christmas with stepchildren and have to tackle like Christmas morning and like Santa's alive.
Oh my God, of course, it'd still be real
for
them too.
Santa's still real. And with a big smile on my face.
Well, if you want lessons, I'm happy to provide you with lessons.
Okay, so the question to you now when do I put up the Christmas tree?
I am the whole opposite. Well, it's, you know, this is my birthday month, so...
Yes.
As a birthday present to myself, it would be to put up the tree, but I just think it's so sweet. We always have people over, so I feel like it would be semi-socially irresponsible to put up a Christmas tree in October as much as I want to.
Okay.
But... I had a chat. I did a little poll in the office today and lots of my friends have kids and they said that they do it the last weekend in November.
Okay. So that's not too
far. Which I could go with.
Okay.
But that's still like a month and a half away.
Hun, you do you. Put it up.
Thank you. I'm not done with the Christmas questions either.
Just do it. Okay, go. Hit me with Christmas questions.
Okay. While we're on the Christmas note, what is your favorite Christmas movie or do you not watch them because you're a bit grinchy?
So I find Netflix has been putting out all of these like random new...
Like originals?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like loving one. There was a really cute one with like Vanessa...
Hudgens. I didn't watch that last year, but I saw it everywhere.
It was really good.
Was it?
And then there'll be like these like prince and princess like... Christmas ones.
Yeah.
So all these Netflix originals, I actually enjoy them.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's just the tree part that you don't like.
It's the whole, look, it probably comes from my childhood of like not having Christmas because we were poor and didn't have a family environment.
Yeah.
So for me, it's probably like a trigger.
Yeah.
But now I'm going to have to make new memories about Christmas. Watch this space. Maybe I'll be like dressing up as Mrs. Claus.
I have an outfit.
With like
those... Probably not suitable for the kids, but you can borrow it if you want to.
Just an outfit for dad. But those Christmas earrings. I'm going to be that lady with Christmas earrings.
I love them. Also like LaVisa and all those like random little jewelry stores do all the cute headbands
yes.
that I really get into, the festive ones.
Yes.
Mine are two classic, but they're two classic chick flicks. But for me, okay, it would be a real tiebreaker between The Family Stone and The Holiday.
Oh, I love The Holiday.
I know.
Never heard of The Family Stone.
Family Stone is very good. Also very sad. Also triggering if you come from a broken home and like a home with like illness and, you know, we've all been there. It's very good.
Okay.
Very good. I highly recommend it.
Is it available on Netflix?
Yeah. It's got like Diane Keaton in it and Rachel McAdams and Patrick Dermott, that guy from My Best Friend's Wedding.
I feel like I can see the
Yeah. There's the heaps cover. Of people on the front cover.
Yeah. It's in a like a window.
Movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great movie.
The Family Stone.
You'll cry, but it's beautiful.
Okay.
And I promise this is my last Christmas question. And my God, can you tell I've got something on the mind? Only because every time you go to the goddamn store now,
I know,
there's Christmas stuff everywhere. It'll and I've started buying it.
Hot cross buns soon.
I know. My God.
Ridiculous.
What is your favorite Christmas sweet treat? Because you know how there are all of those confectionery things that are only made available during the Christmas period? So, for example, if you want a little bit of inspo, mine is Corinthians. You know those wafer long sticks that have like chocolate in them? They're Christmas treats. They only come out at Christmas time.
No, they don't at Big
Yes,
W.
They do. What?
They have them at Big W. And I want to bet with my boyfriend because he didn't think that there was cream inside them. And so I bet him and I'm going to claim my prize soon. And there was cream inside them. And there was like caramel ones, strawberry ones,
I'm
white chocolate
you,
ones.
Right now, there is three boxes of them in my pantry. One is chocolate brownie, one is choc mint, and one is choc hazelnut.
Yep. They have them at Big W all the time. They're amazing.
Big W is such an underdog. Like, everyone raves about Kmart. I do everything I own from Kmart. But Big W, really swooping in there. It's a tie between those, though, and chocolate-covered almonds. And peanuts, which I know are also not exclusively Christmas treats, but at Christmas time, they bring them out in the cylinders.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like it's more acceptable to buy them because if you open a packet,
you have to eat the whole
thing. You have to eat them all.
Yeah.
But if you buy a cylinder with a screw top, you can shut it and walk away.
Oh, my God. See, I would say pavlova, but I guess that's an all-year thing too.
Yeah, but also, when in April do you just get a pavlova?
Yeah, true.
You don't.
Like the really big ones.
Yeah.
With all the fruit and
I
the
guess
passion
like
fruit that like
dribbles
down the
side. A silly day sometimes at a barbecue you'd have that.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
Technically, like, is that still the silly season? I feel like
maybe.
November to Valentine's Day technically is like the silly season period.
Or in your life, October till February.
My life, 12 months of the calendar year.
You wish.
This one is actually a listener generated question. Also a very timely one given that it is October. What has been your favorite Halloween costume? And I will just preface this by saying I actually don't have a favorite because in hindsight I look back and I'm ashamed of every outfit I've worn on Halloween. So you can either say your best or your worst, or you can say both, or you can even say what Halloween costume you'd want to have.
I feel like I've done every version of Skanky.
Same.
Like
that's literally why I'm ashamed.
Skanky nurse.
Yes.
Skanky that was, mummy.
Yep. Skanky cheerleader.
Skanky cat. Skanky like freaking teacher.
Skanky Christmas elf.
Yeah.
Skanky everything.
Skanky everything.
Well,
definitely.
Like I always say, you can't spell Phoebe without ho. Sorry, mum, if you're listening. But I can tell you the Halloween costume I really want to do
is,
and I've always wanted to do this, and this is the opposite of ho, so I'm really going to redeem myself here. It's a giant M&M suit.
Just the round thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why.
You have to walk sideways through doors.
Yeah, and it would have to be really cold because...
Oh, yeah, because you had stockings
too. Yeah.
So my partner's daughter wants to do one of the family outfits, like the Incredibles or
so
like the... like Marvel and like you'll all be a superhero or something
that
like
is
that.
So fun. Actually, I changed my mind.
What do you want to be?
The Jetsons.
Oh.
Maybe you should do that because I don't have a family.
They wouldn't know what the Jetsons is.
No, they wouldn't.
They'd be like, this
show
is
them.
Like cool, Nina. I've got to be the
not.
Cool bonus mom.
Yeah, you do. What's cool now? You could be the Frozen family.
Frozen or Minions.
That's cute.
Minions.
That would be fun.
Or The Incredibles, all the whole Marvel thing. She loves Harley Quinn.
Cute.
Mm.
That's fun. You can have fun with that one too. And my last question, again, this is a very personal question, but I'm actually really proud of this because I made this one up myself. When you buy pasta from the supermarket, which shape do you buy? And again, as every question seems to tonight, go back to our childhood. Mine does. Mine was influenced heavily by what pasta my mum bought us when we were growing up.
So what was it?
Okay, there was two. She always alternated between, you know, the little mini shell pastas?
Yeah.
That look like seashells?
Yes.
I don't know what the name is, but she'd either buy them shells. Or the ones that look like bow ties.
Bow ties. I knew you were going to say bow ties. I knew it. I absolutely knew you were going to say bow ties.
And if I buy pasta now, it's the bow tie pasta.
Or for me, fettuccine.
Oh, that's grown up pasta.
Yeah. I never do spaghetti. No. Always fettuccine.
Yeah.
Or bow ties.
Is fettuccine the flat spaghetti?
The flat fat one, yeah.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah. Or bow ties.
Yeah.
There's just something, like, fun about bow ties.
I know. Who wants noodles? Like, spirally noodles?
Oh, no.
Although I will say, remember those noodle spirals that came in, like, in one packet? There was, like, green ones, orange ones.
Oh, yeah.
I think technically it's, like, veggie pasta.
Do they still exist?
I don't know. I actually don't. This is random again. I don't eat pasta, so I don't actually buy pasta.
You're lying to us.
I mean, if I did, gun to my head, I'd buy seashells or bow ties.
Or bow ties.
Yeah.
Let's go bow ties. They're always a big bag too.
Exactly.
Makes more for lunches exactly. The next day.
Gotta get school lunches now.
More surface area for the cheese to go on.
Oh, yes. Oh,
God. And that's it. That's Fast Five Friday. Don't you second guess
me, no. Confessions of a Train Wreck. If you haven't subscribed yet, hello, do it now. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, rate me and write a review. See you again next week for Trainwreck Tuesday.